Good morning, David.
Morning.
Writer and director of Blade Trinity. So you're taking Blade out a whole new door with this movie. How do you think fans are going to react to a new world for Blade?
I think they expect it. I mean, I think one of the reasons Blade 2 was successful was because it just wasn't a rehash of the first film. We went in a completely different direction. And for the third film, again, we're going in a completely different direction. One of the things that I did like about the first film were some of the scenes where Blade was interacting in the real world, where there were civilians involved, and there were some funny moments that happened, and I just thought, well, let's do that for the entirety, you know, of this film. Let's drag Blade kicking and screaming into the real world. And a couple of times we put him in situations where, you know, Blade is wearing a completely outrageous costume, and if you were walking down the street, there's a lot of strange questions people would ask him, and we get to ask some of those questions. He gets captured by the police in this film. And, you know, obviously to the police, he looks like a complete sociopath. And that's where a lot of the humor and I think a lot of the interesting moments come from in the movie.
You've got some new characters in The Night Stalkers.
Yes.
With Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm.
Could we see those characters continue on in their own right, sort of a Blade spinoff?
You know, if the fans want it, then definitely, but really it's up to the fans. I mean, I loved working with Ryan and Jessica, and would do another movie with them in a heartbeat. They were so much fun. It's really just up to the fans. If there's we're not going to try to push something, you know, on an audience if there isn't the appetite for it. So we'll see. I mean, people seem to be responding to their characters really well. I mean, I don't know, maybe we could do another Blade film and they would all be in it together. Maybe they would do something different. We'll have to see.
So there's a possibility we might see Blade on the big screen again?
You know, never say never, you know, Sean Connery. I don't have an idea right now, but then, you know, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do for a third film, and I ended up, you know, of the three scripts, the third script is my favorite. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And so the comic book genre is a pretty big thing for you. You've been a lifelong comics fan.
Yeah.
We're going to see you move into a retelling of the Batman origin story.
Yes.
Batman Begins. What can you tell us about the new version of Batman?
It's completely different from the other movies that have come before. You know, it's what they call a reboot, meaning we're just rebooting the mythology. It takes place about 10 years before any of the other films. And it goes off in a different track. It's definitely the most real of the Batman films. It's some of the later Batman films, I think, were a bit campy or started to become a bit more like the old TV show. And this is not that kind of telling at all. For the people who want like a really straight down the middle, serious Batman movie, this is it.
So this is a bit of a different spin from our first view of you in Seventh Heaven, yeah?
Very different.
What is it about the action-adventure genre that seems to really be pulling your attention these days?
Well, action-adventure is exciting. It's fun. You get to play somebody that you're not, have all these physical abilities, learn all these new physical abilities that you didn't have before, and portray them, play somebody strong and smart and physically able to, you know, like I do in this movie, I basically kick a lot of butt throughout this movie, and that was fun, and I got to, you know, challenge my physical ability, challenge my mental ability. It's exciting. It's fun to be able to play somebody in a different world like that.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about those physical challenges? What kind of training did you go through for this film?
Sure. I went through a lot of training. About a month before we started shooting, I was in the gym 6 days a week, probably around 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Had a very strict nutritional plan that I was following. And then throughout the filming, the gym for 6 days a week, and then an hour of archery and an hour of fight training every day.
Wow. And they developed a special bow for you to use in this movie, yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the newer compound bows. And it's a really interesting shape and really sleek and beautiful, and I was very privileged to be able to shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you play a military role coming up in your next film.
I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you play and what the film is?
Sure. I play a woman named Cara Wade, and the film is called Stealth with Jamie Foxx and Josh Lucas, and we are, all three of us are fighter pilots in a kind of a black ops squad. And This is set a little bit in the future, and the government has created a drone plane, a plane that has its own brain and that can fly on its own and learn and do missions without an actual pilot flying. Mm. And the movie's basically like a man versus machine. The plane actually kind of goes AWOL, and we have to bring it back. And it's an it opens discussion for interesting moral questions and ethical questions about man versus machine in a war scenario.
You'd went through some pretty intensive training for this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the physical training that you had to endure.
Well, I met David Goyer, who's the creator of Blade, I guess about 3 months before we started principal photography. And he said, you got to gain about 20 pounds of muscle. Hmm. And I said, that's no problem. I can absolutely do that. I was completely lying. I had no idea if I could do that at all. But I gave it my all. And you know, we just spent 3 hours in the gym every day. We had nutritionists. I mean, we had a lot of help, which mm-hmm. is, you know, what you need if you're going to do it that fast. But it kills you. It pushes you to the limit. It's really hard to change your body that fast.
Sure.
So those changes were pretty hard on my system physically, I think. By the end, I was just dead.
You got some pretty kick-butt weapons in this time around. Tell us a little bit about your training and what you've got to play with.
Well, one of the first weapons I tried out was an 18th century bone jack. It's sort of like a gigantic shotgun, but it's retrofitted to have three barrels instead of just one. Mm-hmm. And the thing weighs about 20 pounds. At the beginning, I couldn't lift it. I just wasn't strong enough to swing it over my shoulder. By the end, I'd been working out for 7 months straight, you know, 3 hours a day, and I had the muscles to pull it off. But that was one of my favorite weapons. Kendall King's got about 7 guns in him at all times, though. Hmm. So he's a little ammo happy. So the big one was my favorite because we called it the Therapist. It's just this big, kick-ass, gigantic weapon that just scared the bejesus out of anyone who saw it.
The Wesley Snipes takes this character deadly seriously.
Yes, he does.
And so tell me a little bit about interacting with him on an actor level.
Well, on an actor level, you know, Wesley Snipes is Blade, so there's I don't know Wesley Snipes, I only know Blade. Yeah, I mean, that's who comes to the set every day, and there isn't anything else there that you can noticeably see. So it was great. I mean, it's tough because Hannibal King and Blade are adversarial, but they're on the same side as well. They're both fighting against the vampires, and they both have an equal disdain for the vampires. However, they don't see eye to eye in terms of how they go about doing that. So mm-hmm. it's an interesting plot twist, you know. And it was a lot of fun because I'm basically delivering these lines to Blade, who looks like he's gonna, you know, turn me into lunch meat at any moment if I step out of line. And Hannibal King just keeps doing it; he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun.